Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Amy. On this chilly Wednesday, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm having a hard time warming up, though.
I can see that. You're still in your coat.
I know. My hands are cold. You would think that I'd never lived in the North.
I know. You don't like that, do you?
No, my blood is thin.
Thinned out a little bit.
That's right. But it's all temporary. It's going to get nice soon, and I'm looking forward to that.
Tell me when. Give me the date.
2 weeks, by Valentine's Day anyway.
Promise?
Yeah.
Spring will be here?
Spring will be here soon, and that's the best part of living in Atlanta, right, Lee?
I think so. Spring and fall.
I love Atlanta. I love Atlanta, but one thing I don't like is shopping. Did you know that?
Yes, I do know. You're not a shopper. You're a buyer, not a shopper.
I don't like to shop. And I don't know why. I think part of it is I have specific things in mind when I go shopping, and then I can never find them. So our guests today are right up my alley because they help with my shopping frustrations and the fact that I don't like to shop. First up, we have from theultimate.com, Gina Lee. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Gina.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
The thing I love about The Ultimate, Lee, is that it helps you figure out what to buy. It tests luxury items. But tell us about The Ultimate, Gina.
Well, basically, we are a video-driven online catalog of luxury and unique gifts.
When you talk about luxury, kind of define that. I mean, can you give us some examples of products?
Yeah, I mean, we have a $3,500 carbon fiber briefcase. It's radiation proof.
That's important.
Yes, it is. But all our products really run the gamut. We also feature unique gifts as well, so they don't have to be very expensive to be on our catalog.
What is the selection process like for products to be featured on theultimate.com?
Well, we actually have a team that is dedicated to spending the time that you don't have as a consumer scouring all the endless available products out there on the market. Online, magazines, catalogs, we go to gift marts, shows, and we also get referrals from our CEO's personal network of high net worth individuals who are sort of living that luxurious lifestyle. So we take all that information, we start the screening process. We spend hours upon hours researching, comparing, constantly filtering out deceptive products, products that don't make the cut, all the way through to the final stage, which is for us to actually get the product in our hands.
So what are some of the products that have made the cut? You talked about the briefcase. Are there mm-hmm. products? I saw on the website they're divided by, you know, products for men, products for women. Give us some other examples.
Yeah, actually, we have something specific to men. We have one-of-a-kind cufflinks, and they're created by a woman named Robin Francis, and essentially what she's done is taken the inner workings of vintage Swiss timepieces, set them on sterling silver cufflinks, and turned them into cufflinks. So they're quite stunning. You actually get to see something that you rarely see, which is the inside of a watch. And you get to appreciate all the intricacy and detail. And fine watches always use jeweled movements, so there's actually genuine rubies interspersed throughout the cufflinks.
Very cool, especially for a great gift for somebody that likes watches.
So yes. Each one is one of a kind?
Each one is one of a kind. No two are exactly the same. And she carefully hand selects each pair so that they're matched. And they come in all varying sizes and shapes, rectangular, oval, round, hexagonal. And they're a great sort of secret discovery almost, and really a testament to your personal style.
Now, how much do those bad boys set you back?
The smaller ones run $240, and the limited editions, which are chosen for their uniqueness in shape, size, or color, are $300.
That's not so bad.
No.
It's a nice, unique gift. Are there corporate gifts? Things like if a business person is looking to buy a corporate gift, is that a great resource for someone that's busy?
Yes, it is. It is a great resource. One gift that probably would be great for corporate is we have the wine aerator. And basically, this is a brilliantly practical tool for anyone who enjoys wine. And what it does is it will aerate a bottle or a glass of wine in a matter of seconds, which would naturally take hours. I was actually at a Riedel stemware class conducted by 10th generation George Riedel, and he actually informed us that the peak time for a wine to be drunk is after 6 to 8 hours of aeration. And I don't know who has that kind of time, but I certainly don't. I mean, unless you're literally like brushing your teeth in the morning and
thinking
deciding,
about your wine.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
I think I'll have a bottle of wine later today. I think I'll open it now.
Yeah. So for those of us who are neither that organized nor have even an hour or two to aerate, this tool takes care of it. And it really opens up the wine, mellows out all the tannins, and lets you enjoy the wine the way it was meant to be enjoyed.
How does it work? It clips onto the bottle, or?
Well, no, actually, it's made of FDA-approved rubber and stainless steel and porous stone, and you just submerge the porous stone end into the wine, and you just manually pump the air through, and you'll see thousands of tiny bubbles permeate the wine, and that's it. And usually a glass just takes about 4 or 5 pumps.
And the nice thing about theultimate.com is that there are some videos. You know, if you've been to the website, you'll see that it's not like shopping from a catalog. You actually get to see demos of these products. So you get to see them in video form rather than just flat on a page, which
yes.
is so nice.
Yes.
It really enhances the experience. It's almost like having Home Shopping Network at your demand for high-end products all the time. It's fabulous. How does somebody become a member of the network?
You just go to theultimates.com, and you can just actually sign up. There's no cost.
And what do you get for being a member?
Well, we have promotional discounts, and all of the videos actually that we produce are exclusive to us. So you have access to these videos that provide in-depth information on these particular products that you can't find anywhere else.
And the videos do what? They show how the product works?
Yeah, I mean, anything from demonstrating the product. A lot of times we'll have the CEO come in, and they'll actually talk about, you know, the history of the product, the beliefs behind the company that made the product. You know, you can see perspective of size. You can hear sounds if it's relevant. Just everything that you can't get from flat photo and text descriptions.
Wonderful. Gina, thanks so much for sharing with us today. If people want to look at The Ultimate, can you repeat the website again?
It's theultimatecatalog.com.
Theultimatecatalog.com?
Yes, and theultimate.com will take you there as well.
What a great resource for people that are busy, that love the luxury lifestyle, or just for people that don't particularly care to shop but need unique, unusual gifts, right?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today, Gina.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We hope people will go to the website, check out the products, and check out theultimate.com and become part of the network. Next up, we have Hope Flamer, who is the founder of a very unique gift item as well called the Voice Quilt. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you very much.
So, Hope, we are dying to know about Voice Quilt. Tell us a little bit about how it started and describe the product to us.
Well, Voice Quilt makes music boxes that play memories. And the way it works is if you have someone special in your life celebrating a birthday or a graduation or another event, you sign up at our site, takes only a moment, and then you tell all your friends and family to call in toasts, tributes, greetings, congratulations, happy birthday, whatever. And then you go to our site, create a playlist, and then have it shipped, either in a beautiful music box that plays those recorded voices and greetings and tributes, or you can download it for free or choose a CD. We have a bunch of different ways to deliver them.
So are they all music boxes, or are some of them just organizers? Is there something more masculine for a man?
Yes, we have men's valets. We have women's jewelry boxes. We have keepsake boxes, and we also have photo frame keepsake boxes, which are wonderful because then you can look at the picture of the people who are speaking.
Do you have any like digital frame?
We have gone through a rigorous process of testing digital frames. We found one we love that we're going to put on the site before Valentine's. So, yes, you can take a digital frame and just plug in a flash drive, and it will play the MP3s or the voice recordings one by one. And you can segue your photos to sync with the voices, which is just wonderful.
So walk us through the process. I have somebody in my family turning 50, and I have friends living all over the country, and I want them to be able to contribute to this memory. Tell me how I would go about that.
That's one of our favorite birthday occasions. We had one woman out in California whose very best friend from growing up, was turning 50. And she signed up with us, and then she emailed everybody to call in. And she also sent out a postcard. She went to Snapfish and created a quick postcard that said the same thing. Call this 800 number. Wish Catherine, happy birthday. Tell her why you love her and tell her your favorite memory of time with her. And she pulled together over 95 voicemail messages. It was just amazing. And she delivered it in an iPod. So what she did is she downloaded it, put it in an iPod, and gave it to her best friend for her 50th birthday.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there are lots of different ways to use it, and 50 is certainly a magical time to do that.
So by calling an 800 number, everybody just calls the same 800 number?
Exactly. And in this case, there were a lot of people in other countries, and they use Skype. There's direct dial, and that's very easy to do. Or you can also direct dial. So it's easy for everyone to call in. So she had kids that were as young as 2 or 3 wishing Aunt Catherine happy birthday. One child played the violin version of happy birthday.
Neat.
And then she has some very senior people calling in, a great aunt, telling her favorite memory as a child. So it was a really fun project.
Do they, you give them like thought starters of what they say, or do they just kind of ad lib?
Great question. You know, some people are great and they know exactly what they want to say. They're the first people to pop up at a rehearsal dinner with a toast. Mm-hmm. And then some of us, like myself, have to really kind of think about it and go, what the heck am I going to say? So we provide, you know, when you receive your email invitation, there's a link there. And it's a page that we call Inspire Me, and it gives you a couple quick ideas. But, you know, it's really part of it is what you say, but really it's just about the emotion in your voice.
Right.
That's really all it is. And it's a wonderful way to make someone really feel special.
So tell us some customer stories. That was about somebody turning 50. What are some of the other stories that you've had or some of the other neat, heartwarming things that we've felt at Voice Quilt?
Oh, well, we did. We delivered a project about 3 weeks ago for the police chief of a police department in the Southwest, and the mayor called in. And that was fun because, you know, all those different people call in. And typically speaking, we are not allowed to listen to the recordings. But when we see a Voice Quilt title that's incredible, I'll often try to email the person and say, hey, can we talk? Mm-hmm. Will you give me permission? So that was neat. We had a fencing coach who was retiring. He had a bunch of his students call in. And then, you know, Christmas was wonderful. There were a lot of women that couldn't make it home, and they wanted to be sure the grandma heard from all the grandkids. And so, you know, they dialed their siblings and said, okay, this is what you do. Call this 800 number, and shipped keepsakes with messages to grandma out in time for the holidays.
Any military families?
Yeah. You know, that's been particularly rewarding because you can download the Voice Quilt. We had a number of Voice Quilts go to Iraq. And what's interesting there is that in that case, you'll have neighbors calling. One woman recorded the dog barking.
Wow.
And then her toddler, you know, trying to learn how to say daddy.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, it's very touching. It's, you know, it's hard, too, because, you know, they're not hearing those kids learn to talk. And so what's really neat is, you know, she could reopen that Voice Quilt and deliver it again with current recordings.
Right.
Which is neat.
I understand you were on Today Show, correct? The product was featured on the Today Show. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, that was an amazing thing. There's an amazing woman named Robin Speisman here in Atlanta, and she is the Giftionary, and she featured us on the Today Show about a year ago. And that was an incredible stroke of luck. And we've been very lucky. We had some luck this December also. Primrose Schools, you had Joe Kirshner on a couple weeks back.
Right.
She's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a real pioneer in early childhood education. And they wanted President Obama or President-elect Obama to hear from kids. And so they had their schools spread across 16 states ask the kids to call in.
Wow.
And so all these kids called in their wishes for America's children, and a keepsake is going to Obama this week. So we just had some amazing luck.
How much time does a person have?
It depends. You get to choose that. We have a free option so they can sign up and kick the tires. And that's good for 3 to 5 messages. And if you want, you can just download that and send it along with a photo from Snapfish. I mean, but typically speaking, the average family collects, you know, somewhere around 20, 30 recordings. And that was the biggest surprise for us when we started the business.
Now, is this so you pay by the recording, not by the amount of time?
You pay by phone time. So the way it works, it's very straightforward. You know, you buy an hour of phone time. That's usually good for about 10 or 15 messages because, you know, grandma's probably going to record and then review it, listen it, and then save it. And, you know, generally speaking, an hour's of time is $14.95, and 2 hours is twice that. I mean, it's a linear scale.
Right.
So if you have a really big group, we're about to introduce an unlimited option, because we've had some people that – we had a gentleman in Birmingham, Alabama, who was the greeter at his church. And by gosh, just about everybody at the church wanted to call in.
Wow.
He had a really special way about him. So for folks like that, you know, we had to create a new option.
Terrific. How long has Voice Quilt been around?
We opened in June of 2006. And it's been slow and steady growth. We're a bootstrap startup. And, you know, our best source of new customers has been referral. We were fortunate. We thought the average voice quilt would have 10 or 15 recordings, but it's actually twice that. And usually each voice quilt begets another.
Oh, I bet. I bet if somebody receives it and then others see it, they want one for themselves.
What's the most popular thing that people put it in?
The keepsakes are the most popular item right now, but it depends on the region of the country.
Mm-hmm.
California seems to be very inclined towards downloading the voice quilt and putting it in an iPod or digital frame. But again, you know, it's where you are in the country and the recipient. If you want to celebrate grandma and she is in a retirement home, the best thing to give her is a keepsake because all she has to do is lift the lid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Do you have an example of that?
Well, I brought one of my favorite Christmas keepsakes with me. And I can certainly play one of the recordings if you'd like to hear it.
We would love to hear
that. First describe the keepsake and then explain to the listener what's going to happen.
This keepsake was created actually in December, and a woman and her sisters decided to send it to Grandma because they couldn't be there for the holidays and they felt bad about it. And they each had their kids call in a message. And then in the front, it's a photo frame keepsake, so it has a picture of the grandchildren in the lid. And when Grandma lifts it up, there's an intro recording from the mom who organized it that says, "Hey, Mom, I love you." And then each of the kids follow. So it was a wonderful experience because this grandmother got to hear, you know, her legacy.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a lot of fun. So without further ado.
Yeah, go for it.
Here we go. I'm going to play one of the kid messages that I just love.
That sounds good.
I'm Nanny and Granddad. It is Graham, and I'm 4.5 years old. My favorite thing I like to do with you is go to the park and go to get ice cream. And I'm going to sing a song for you. Merry Christmas. Prepare a way for the Lord. Prepare a way for the Lord. Get ready, get ready. He's coming soon.
Anyway, Graham goes on and on.
Oh, tell me that Grandma would not be so happy to hear that over and over again.
She had a lot of fun with it. So, yeah, and you know, there are adult children speaking also.
Sure. You can put whoever you want on there.
Exactly.
Now, when people call into this 800 number, that clip is then just stored in their account? And then do they edit it and put the order, or is it just as people call in, that's the order?
It's just like leaving a voicemail. So if I invite you to call into my mom's voice quilt, you dial the 800 number, and there would be a special code, and then you'd hear me saying, "Hey, thanks so much for calling in for Mom. Mm-hmm. Please leave a quick message." And you'd leave your message, and then you hang up, just like voicemail. And then I would get an alert. I get one a day that tells me whether or not someone's called in, and I would go to the site, and I'd log in, and I'd listen to your message, and then I'd put it in order. And I'd say, "Well, he's very special to her. I'm going to put him first." And if a random neighbor calls in too, which is wonderful, I might put that for a person further down the list.
Mm-hmm.
So you create
like
a playlist.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exactly the same concept. It's simply a playlist of vivid recorded voice memories and greetings.
Can you, how about if they say something and you're like, "Well, I'd rather not." Can you edit out a portion, like clip?
Yeah, we've had a couple situations where Cousin Billy says something that's not quite appropriate. We had a wedding where the best man said some things that the bride probably wouldn't have wanted to hear. So in that case, you can either ask the person to re-record, or we will, for a very small fee, edit out pieces.
Got it.
So, but generally speaking, you know, people are very comfortable with voicemail. It's not a hard thing for them to do. And the reality is they're all saying "I love you" in their own special way.
Right.
Exactly.
And some might do it by telling an anecdote. Some might do it by singing a song. Some might do it by writing a poem. Or some might do it just by saying, you know, hey, thanks for being there when I need you.
Right. So. Wonderful. What a neat product, Lee.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing with us, Hope. And we wish you all the best with your company and future success with the Voice Quilt. It really is a unique item, and I love it. I would love to receive one of those. Put that on my wish list. And Gina, thank you so much for being with us today.
What's the best way for someone to...
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm jumping ahead, aren't I?
Yeah. No, the name is Voice Quilt. Think of it as, you know, a wonderful patchwork of voices stitched together like a blanket, Voice Quilt. And our website is www.voicequilt.com.
I like the name, too. It really does describe it well.
Thank you.
It's like a quilt.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hope. And Lee, gosh, I've got ants in my pants. I am jumping ahead
today.
Gina, repeat your information again just so folks know how they can take advantage of looking at the incredible products on theultimate.com.
You can go to theultimate.com or theultimatecatalog.com. And it sounds like we'll need to start carrying the Voice Quilt on our site as well.
Yeah, really unique items as well on theultimate.com. Great place to start looking and think of future gifts that you might need, and really a one-stop shop for both children, men, women, hostess gifts, and corporate gifts. It's a fabulous site. We hope all of our listeners will check that out. Until next week, Lee, we hope people stay warm and have a fabulous week.